You still use your razor?
No, we use a safety razor now.
Safety. Oh,
I've got one. Still got one.
Did you have some shaving mugs and things like that?
Not too many. We just use the same thing. When you just ain't got nothing, you use the same thing you get.
Sure.
Didn't have no pretty shaving mugs. Maybe get an old teacup and hound book off. Use that for a shaving mug.
Mm-hmm. How about a brush?
Somehow always had a shaving brush. I don't know how it happened, but like we could always buy a brush.
How would you load a gun? Say a revolver. Did you have revolvers around very much?
Yeah, we called a 22 rifle.
Uh-huh.
22 rifle. Then the early, when I first remember, was called a breech loading shotgun.
Breech loading?
Uh-huh. A muzzle loading. The breech loader come in to tuck it away from the muzzle loading. We were them.
Back here.
I can't make anything. Get started. Can't make it. Anyway, we say this is we hang a hole through here. We're near where you trigger, and put the load in from the top, from the mouth of the gun would come out there. So load come out. It's this end. You load right back. First thing you fill it full of powder, and then you put some wadding on it. Then you put some shot on that, and then some wadding on that, and have a cap on your thing back here. Cap on that to hit the hammer.
I see.
And hit that hammer, or hit that fire, and then hit that powder fire, and the powder blow the shell out.
Yeah, I see. It really give you a good kick.
And that's right. And sometimes you load too heavy, you're a bad man behind, you get kicked off. But now that's the old muzzle loading rifles, we have a shotgun too.
And you use this?
Yeah, I have like that.
When you were a boy?
I did, my brother and I. He never came, but he had caught a long fire. That's a funny way to say about shooting. Had a long fire with the gun and killed a hawk on the count of it. He hit that, the first thing he hit the cap. You had to put the hammer back, hammer hit the cap, and the cap hit the fire, and the fire hit the powder, and the powder exploded. But when it hit that, first hit the snap, hit that, but it was about a half of a minute, a quarter of a minute. When the hawk just flying, he broke a wing. So if it hadn't been a long fire, they missed it.
Is that right?
That's right. It just happened to be that way. I never forget. I'm glad to tell where that happened.
So you'd have to take that into account if you shot something. You'd have to take it into account that quarter of a minute.
That's right. Just about to. It wouldn't
take
have hit
a lot of practice to.
But me and seeing knowing how it was done, it was just out of way.
How about ammunition for your rifle?
When it had to have about three parts. Had to have a snuff box full of a little can full of double handful of powder, and put in your hunting bag, and a handful of shot put in there, and then another handful of wadding put in there, and to the half dozen caps that goes on that creates a fire. Put it all in your pocket. That's called I forget the name of it. Hunting pouch we call it, maybe.
Mm-hmm. How about for the rifle or the revolver, where would you get your ammunition?
Well, nearly all the grocery stores had that.
You would.
They didn't have everything way of a supermarket. It was what really absolutely had to have.
Mm-hmm.
And that old country store had a shotgun shell. Not many. I'm talking about the first powder and a shot or powder and lead.